أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have now arrived to the 13th day of this blessed month of Ramadan, and as we can tell, the days are going by very quickly, and this is almost the halfway point already of this blessed month. And so hopefully we're all making the best of this opportunity to attain closer proximity to Allah and to benefit from the Quran and this blessed month of fasting and all that it entails. Today we want to look at a topic which obviously we can never do justice to in the short span that we have allotted for these videos. But we want to look at the topic of what we call sabr, or perseverance, or patience in the Quran. Now, obviously, as I mentioned, that there are, this topic, we could speak about it for hours probably on end, looking at all of the verses of the Quran. And indeed, there are probably hundreds of verses in which God speaks about patience, perseverance, remaining in a state of fortitude and forbearance. But we want to look at just one of the aspects in this series and better understand from one aspect our responsibility, and not only the responsibility of patience that we all have, that we must bear, but what is the reward which God will promise us, the believers. Before we continue on, let us have a listen to the verse of the Blessed Quran.
سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار.
Peace be ever upon you, because you patiently persevered in virtues and guarded against sins. How excellent and blissful is the reward of this abode in the hereafter. The topic of patience is one which is obviously very difficult to speak about in a few minutes, so we're just going to give you snippets of the importance of patience from the Quran. First off, we have to appreciate that sabr, or patience, within the Islamic tradition should never be equated with putting up with acts of aggression against an individual. You know, sometimes we're told when somebody is being treated or rather mistreated that they should be patient and bear the problems. But the Quran does not tell us that we should put up with injustice against us with patience. Rather, patience is defined as forbearance. It is to deal with the situation at hand in the appropriate manner with the aim of reaching to our ultimate goal and destination. And so patience is a noble virtue. It is something which has been emphasized in the Quran. In fact, the Quran tells us that patience is a trait which, yes, we as believers will have to work on and develop on our own. But we also have an understanding from the Quran that God is one who helps us to gain in our patience and to build upon on this noble spiritual trait. Obviously, God will want us to do whatever it is we can, and then He will come in and supplement our efforts with divine assistance and divine help. We're also told in the Quran that patience is something which we should do for the sake of God, not for the sake of anybody or anything or anyone else, rather only because God expects us, the believers, to be with the patient ones. As we see in the Quran where Allah says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, God is with the people of patience. We also see that patience is a trait of the noble prophets, all of them, without exception. And if we wish to follow in the footsteps of the noble men that God has sent, the prophets of God, the messengers, patience becomes a very important trait that we need to embody every stage of our lives. A few of the other traits that we read in the Quran about patience, about this concept of sabr, show us the importance of it within our day-to-day lives. As an example, we're told that whenever we are faced with even good events, happy events that come up in our lives, we should have that patience and perseverance. Whenever we have difficulties, you know, one of the most often recited verses, often quoted verses in the Muslim community, is whenever somebody passes away, we have a phrase which we say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," and that indeed we are all from God, and indeed back to Him is our return. But if we look at what came before this verse and what comes after it, more so what comes after it, we see that God tells us that those people who utter this phrase and who understand it and apply it to their lives, that this level of patience which they have it will be rewarded by God. And God tells us that it is upon these individuals that God sends His prayers, His benefactions upon. And so patience becomes something which God Himself will reward us for having when we have difficulties, when we have ups and downs, when we have challenges in our lives. And so to close this blessed day of the month of Ramadan, we realize that every action that we do in this world, everything that also happens to us, we need to keep in the forefront of our mind to have the sabr, the patience, the perseverance to work towards our goals in life, and to realize that we may face difficulties. This life is an examination after all. And if we are able to have the patience, the perseverance, the fortitude, the strength, the inner spiritual strength to deal with all of these difficulties, then we will be worthy of being amongst the ranks of the prophets. We will be worthy of receiving the benefactions and the blessings and the prayers of God upon each and every one of us. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.